Okay, capitalism, some say that is the best, and what is it? It means that you know, you just want to make more and more and more and more profits, more and more, and then more and more. And in this way we can see a world today where it has to grow and grow and grow financially, otherwise it's considered a failure. Now, is that really, if we look at the world and life in it from the viewpoint of quality of life, is that formula if followed by the humans on the planet the way leading the way to happiness, more and more and more money and then more and more? Well, often then, of course, in the competition scheme where others get less. So I would suggest another strategy, another concept there, is that we should get what we need and learn the art of life to be happy. Because, you know, money can't buy you love, and you don't become happy just because you have lots of money. I mean, we should have learned that by now, right? So, and we all know that, which, you know, we just said. So that means that if capitalism is ruling, then something wrong is ruling. Something incomplete, something that really misses the point. Of course, then, you know, you have this polarity there in the old days, at least, capitalism, communism, or socialism, where you are supposed to be happy if you serve the state. Well, you know, we understand the idea, and if done properly, you get a welfare society where you get your